C'est l'heure de Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, une chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est sur les romans de science-fiction et de fantasy. Here is Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District, a program hosted by Madeleine d'Est about speculative fictions and fantasy books.
Welcome to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review. What is speculative fiction, you ask? It's anything outside your everyday reality. It's science fiction, it's fantasy, it's horror, dystopia, paranormal, alternative history, apocalyptic. I'm Madeleine Diaz, I love to read and I love books, and I'm here to tell you about a book I really liked. Today I'm doing something a little bit different, because we're in the lead up to Halloween and all things spooky, although here in Melbourne it is springtime. But I'll take any excuse to talk about horror books. So today I'm talking about the top five books which actually scared me and continue to haunt me. So I'm not talking about a delicious little chill or a cool spooky touch. I'm talking about outright freaking me out, especially in the middle of the night as I walk through my dark house to the kitchen for a glass of water. So in no particular order, firstly, I'm going to start off with The Making of Gabrielle Davenport by Beverly Lee. Now, I've reviewed this book previously, which centres on supernatural happenings around a boy called Gabrielle Davenport. But the part that really freaked me out, and still does, is when the villain takes the shape of a black and white bird and begins flying at people and scratching at them. As I said before, it's springtime here in Melbourne and the birds are really frisky, and this book still haunts me and I find myself flinching each time a black and white bird flies towards my head. It also reminds me of a magpie attack, which I witnessed as a child. So perhaps this is the real reason this book haunts me, because it takes me back to some of my own traumatic experiences. The second book is Hex by Thomas Olde Huvelt, which I also reviewed a few weeks ago. This book centres on a witch with sewn up eyes and mouth who stands in the corner of the room. Now, ever since I first met Catherine, the witch, in the first few pages of Hex, when walking through the house at night I keep my eyes straight ahead in case Catherine is standing next to the chest of drawers or behind the door. Now, the third book is 77 Shadow Street by Dean Koontz. This book has its flaws and I didn't really like the ending, but in the beginning of the book, which centres around an apartment block, demons appear to each of the residents, slipping out of the shadows into their apartments and haunting each resident in different ways. Like Hex, this is another book which made me fearful of the shadows in my own house. The fourth book that really freaked me out is Birdman by Mo Hayder. Now, this book is not even speculative fiction, but a serial killer crime novel. But the unique signature of the serial killer is so horrific that it's haunted me ever since. It's really gory and much worse than Hannibal Lecter, in my opinion. And Hayder's follow-up book, The Treatment, is equally as bad. And the final book which is scaring me right at this moment is a book I haven't even finished. This is The Grief Hole by Karen Warren. Now, I'm finding this book is having such an impact on me that I'm having to pace myself. I can't read too much in one sitting. I don't know whether it's the ghosts that swim around the characters revealing the way the person is going to die, or the overwhelming grief which drags me down, or the Australian setting which I can absolutely relate to. But this book is like a scary punch to the guts, and I'll review it fully once I've finally got to the end. So my top five truly scary books are The Making of Gabrielle Davenport, Hex, 77 Shadow Street, Birdman, and The Grief Hole. Check them out if you like to have your sleep disturbed. Thank you for listening to Madeleine's Speculative Fiction. If you have any feedback or just want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde at artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to any past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading. Although this time, maybe it's scary reading.
C'était Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review sur Art District, à retrouver les mardis et jeudis à midi, ainsi que pour nos auditeurs anglophones, les nuits des lundis, mercredis et vendredis à 2h du matin. It was Madeleine's Speculative Fiction Review on Art District. You can listen to this program Tuesdays and Thursdays at noon and at night Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 2 a.m. CET.